Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Iraqi forces in a final push on Ramadi. Iraqi military commanders say they've gained control of the main government compound in the contested city of Ramadi, and that engineers were still clearing the site of explosive devices left behind by fleeing Islamic State fighters. By late Sunday, Iraqi forces were still not yet declaring total victory. The commander of the Iraqi anti-terrorism contingent says Iraqi troops are making rapid headway in Ramadi against the Islamic State, which took control of the city 7 months ago. Lieutenant General Abdul al-Abadi said within the next few days, Iraqi troops will have control of Ramadi. It's still not clear how many civilians remain in the central part of the city, 100 kilometers west of Baghdad. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says it is up to Muslims to improve the world's opinion of Islam. During a speech Sunday at the opening ceremony of the International Islamic Unity Conference in Tehran, President Rouhani said Muslims must remove Islam's negative image from today's cyber and real space. He criticized Muslims for being silent in the face of all the killings and bloodshed. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for an attack in northeastern Kenya that killed at least two police officers and wounded two others Sunday. A statement on a pro-Shabaab website said fighters from the group ambushed a Kenyan military convoy as it left the town of Elwak bound for Mandera. Afghanistan and Pakistan are pledging to work jointly for an early resumption of peace talks between Kabul and the Taliban and sternly deal with insurgent groups who refuse to quit violence and join the process. The pledge came on Sunday during talks in Kabul. This is VOA News.